So hello everyone, this is Sheetla Tiwari and welcome to my podcast. In this podcast, I'll talk about life, entrepreneurship, how to grow yourself. So let's get started. So today's topic is about personal branding. So I'm taking lots of coaching. I'm researching a lot about personal branding. Actually, it made me curious that how some people gets promoted, how some people get so much success in their life while others are waiting in the line. And there is only one difference between the people who are going on the pinnacle of their success and one who are struggling with their day-to-day life. Their presence. The people know them. The person who are very successful in any organization, the person who is very successful in any market, people know him. That's why he is successful. So when it comes to knowing, like, how do you know someone? How do you get to know someone? So this is something that is related to personal branding. You have to brand yourself. You have to present yourself in front of the people, in front of your potential customers, in front of your potential business partners, in front of your potential relationships. And so I started this quest and I started learning about personal branding. And I heard a very important quote about personal branding. It was like, you're being judged and you're being interviewed and evaluated for the jobs that doesn't exist yet, for the relationship that doesn't exist yet, for the business opportunity that doesn't exist yet. So this is how personal branding works. So if you are in the personal branding business, if you are trying to build your personal brand around anything, it can be your passion about sports, your passion about speaking, your passion about marketing, your passion about computer, your passion about software engineering, anything. It can be anything. So if you are trying to build your personal brand, then there is a very important quote that I want you to remember, that you are being judged and evaluated each and every seconds of your life for the job that doesn't exist yet, for the relation that you're currently not in, for the business opportunity that you don't know yet. So what does this mean? And how you'll prove yourself to be a worthy candidate so that that future job, that future opportunity, when knocks your door, you're ready to receive that. And it's all about putting out content. Suppose you are interested in public speaking, because I'm interested in public speaking and personality development. So I'm going to take that as an example so that I can elaborate my principle and my philosophy about the personal branding and actually what I think about personal branding. And I don't consider myself as a expert of something, but I'm currently learning about these things, and this is something that I realized and I truly wanted to share this. So to build your personal brand, you have to first come out in front of the people. You have to come out front and let people know that this is something that you stand for. This is something that you believe in. This is something that you're expert or beginner or intermediate person. So suppose you're a public speaker and you want to be, you want to address to thousands or millions of people in near future. But how do you get that opportunity? Like, you cannot invite millions of people by yourself and let them listen you, right? This is not going to happen. You have to be a part of any organization. You have to be a part of any conference so that you can address to those people. But how the conference organizer will come to know that like this guy is good in public speaking? You have to do this job. You have to become present. You have to become visible to the people. And how you can do it? By putting more content on the internet, by putting more and more of your work on the internet. So this is the simple game. Like, you, I know that you have heard these things like thousands of times from others, aka known as experts in these fields, but I'm a beginner, and if you are a beginner, then you can truly relate to me. Like, when everyone is saying, like, anyone like Gary Vee and Digital Prateek or in any mentor or any successful person in this field, then you can say that, oh yeah, this guy is famous and he has this team and he has thousands of person to help him, and he has this much big audience, then it's easy for him. But let me tell you that it's not the case. In this digital era, you can create like content of 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes each and every moment of your life. You can just record your life experience, you can just record your thoughts, and you can put it out like a podcast. And it may be that your 100 episode or your 1000 episode, nobody is listening. But when your 1100th episode get hit, the people who are coming to your platform, the people who are visiting your podcast, they will listen all thousands of them. And that's how this game works. You're not creating content for today. You're not creating content for like getting likes, views and listens. Like if there is a podcast, you're not getting followers. That's perfectly okay. You're working for future. You are preparing for the job of the future. You are preparing for the job that doesn't exist yet. So stop being this judgmental about yourself. Stop being so critique about yourself that you're not doing good. Just put out more and more content as much as you can. So here is my one quote that I want you to remember as a personal branding, like as a personal brand builder, whatever you call it. I don't know the word. If you can't make video, if you can't make great video, try with audio. If you can't make audio, try with pictures and images. If you can't make pictures and images, try posting text on any platform, like LinkedIn is greatly promoting text these days. But by all means, keep moving. Keep posting, boy. This is the game. This is the era of mass media. You have to be visible, present everywhere, from podcast to Instagram to TikTok to anywhere where your audience lies. You have to be present. You have to beat and crush everyone in your field if you want to go at higher position. So this is my message and this is my advice to all who is trying to build a personal brand around anything. Try to put out more and more and more and more content. I've recorded this episode between my commute from my hostel room to my dining, like where dinner is being served, and it's around 8 a.m. It's around 8 minutes, and I've recorded this. So this is how you create content. You don't have to wait for perfect camera, perfect lighting, perfect conditions, perfect mics. No, you can create content anywhere, anytime, anyhow you want. The people will only respect the word coming out of your mouth, not your fancy tricks or not your graphic designing skills, not your audio mixing skills. So stop fooling around. Stop fooling yourself in name of the like camera and audio and a phone, anything. You can record anywhere, anytime, anyhow. So this is Shitla Tiwari signing off for the day. And I hope this idea will help you. And if anything you want to let me know, just connect with me on my various social media platform. And hope to see you in the next video. Sorry, not video. Hope to see you in the next. It's actually because of making thousands of video, I just got this habit of saying that see you in the next video. But see you in the next episode of my podcast. Till then, I know you're the best, you're the awesome person, and you're going to build your personal brand so that world would know you. So see you in the next podcast, and have a good day.